Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts, wrestling with the adjustment for food handouts for needy people. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. A recent opinion piece in my daily AgriPulse email caught my attention and sent me through a deeper raid, actually several times. Jamie Bussell, a senior program officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, spoke to the concerns over the high cost of cutting federal food programs. Between the changes that have been announced by USDA and the actions taken by the U.S. House of Representatives and their passage of the budget resolution written about by Ms. Bussell, there's a lot of fuss over the anticipated or actual reduction from food programs that many have come to rely on. In a hearing on SB 233 in the Nevada legislature, dealing with a proposal for funding of $800,000 for the state program of Home Feeds Nevada, to a variety of additional legislative discussions on funding for school meals, which call to respond to food deserts in urban areas, there's a general theme of concern over how we're going to deal with the changes that come about in the post-COVID era, where federal funding poured out of Washington, D.C. in unimaginable amounts. Over the last several years, it didn't seem that there was any worry except how much we could find ways to spend the dollars that were coming to the state. Now things have changed and the funding has dwindled. The expectations seem to indicate that reality will be a little tough to adjust to. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.